All right, tonight we want to do something just a little bit kind of different, because every year we get to a time where in these United States of America, ever since 1970, early 70s, I believe it was President Ford said, well, let's give the black people a month and we'll call it Black History Month. And I've always thought that that was strange ever since I became an adult, because you don't see anybody else say, well, I need a month. We don't have German History Month. We don't have Russian History Month. We don't have English History Month. Amen. No, we don't have United States of America History Month. But whenever it comes to us, Zion, we will always be put into some kind of a category. As a matter of fact, if we fill out a job application, they're gonna have one box to say American, and then there's gonna be another box, I'm trying to tell you, that's gonna say Negro or Black or something like that. It will never just be American. And so what they do is they relegate to us, it's like tossing us a little crumb, and we're supposed to be so happy. And I just want you to know that I'm not happy about it. Because if you notice, and I'm probably gonna sit down because I see that right now, trying to record this is gonna be a little difficult. But I wanna talk about biblical history. Is his story. And when I say his, I'm talking about Yah. So biblical history is Yah's story. It's history from Yah's point of view, which then is also our story. Biblical history is our history, Zion. Let me lay down some points that will help you as we study the Holy Manuscript, especially with this emphasis this month. First of all, know something about the Bible that you hold in your hand, this Bible, this Holy Bible. Okay, first of all, if it's written in English, it's a translation. The original Bible, all the original documents they say have been destroyed, but this is a copy. The Bible was written in a language called Hebrew. Hallelujah. The Bible is a very, now listen to this. Although it is a library of books, it is one book with one message. I'm about to help you now. About one people. That one God is going to use to bring one Savior into the world that will be able to save one world, which is our for anybody who puts their faith in that one Savior. So we're not talking about several books that are about a whole lot of different kind of people. This Bible is very ethnocentric. And I know people don't like to use that term. They don't like to even think in those terms. But I'm going to show you that this Bible is about one people group and how that particular people group was called out by the Most High Yah in order to be an instrument of light to point the way of salvation to all people on planet Earth. Now, this is going to take me a few weeks, so I'm going to just take my time tonight as we look through it. I want to first address a question, because have you heard people, when you try to tell them concerning the biblical Hebrews, our people, the bloodline descendant, and the biblical called out, and you tell them, well, the Hebrews were people who lived, and you tell them where they lived and how they... Have you ever heard somebody reply to you, what difference does it make? When you tell them that Yah chose Abraham from the Ur of Chaldees, and that Abraham was black, and all of his children, and that all of these people, matter of fact, that whole region were the descendants of Ham and the descendants of Shem. Have you ever heard somebody come back with you with, what difference do it make? When you try to tell people that Yahushua had hair like lamb's wool, white, and he was only 33 years old, 33 and a half, but his hair was white, representing wisdom and the Ancient of Days. When you tell them that his hands and his feet were as burnt brass, as though it had been burned in a fire. Have you ever heard folk come back and say, what difference does it make? When you tell them that there's only one family. This book is about a family. And if you don't get in this family, then the Messiah, they say, what difference does it make? So whenever you bring up the word, now stay with me. Whenever you start talking about nationality or color or race, one of the first things people say is, talk back, y'all should know now. What difference does it make? Well, let me come from this angle. If it doesn't make a difference, race and color, ethnicity, nationality, then why the hell do we have a Black History Month? Did I say hell? Got it. Do you understand? If it doesn't make a difference, why did they say this month the Black African American colored people, whatever y'all want to call yourself, can have a, if it doesn't make, what difference does it make? If it doesn't make a difference, why are we even talking about it right now? Oh, I know what it is. It only makes a difference when we bring out the truth about ourselves. When they bring out American history and tell us about George Washington, and they paint him lily white, right? They don't, other white people don't show up and say, why did you paint him white? Because everybody knows. Nobody says, well, we could have painted him black, it would have been okay. So from now on, since race don't matter and color don't matter, let's paint George Washington black as an ace of spades with nappy dreads. What difference does it make? Oh, if it don't make no difference, I'm just saying. Then let's make James Adams from the Orient. Let's paint his hair black. Let's slant his eyes. Y'all get me? What difference do it make? What difference does it make? Oh, all of a sudden now when I start talking about George Washington and James Adams, and if I want to talk, well, don't let me go to Britain. What if I change the Queen and make her make her a sister from Uganda? Oh, now it makes a difference. What difference do it make? Oh yeah, you do know Churchill, he was black. He was an Egyptian. They said, "Oh no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He was from Britain. He was from whatever, right?" I said, "No, man, y'all dealing with this race thing. What difference does it make what color Churchill was?" Oh, see, it only makes a difference when it's y'all and not us. So when it comes to the Bible, we're not supposed to claim the true identity of the biblical characters, because when it comes to the Holy Manuscript, it's not supposed to make a difference. And here's my answer. Here's my answer to this question. What difference do it make? Number one, it makes a lot of difference, because if it didn't matter, you never would have painted black people white. Okay, let me see. It must make a huge difference, because if it didn't make any difference, then y'all would have never painted those black people. You would have never painted them white. You know better than to paint a black person white, just like we know better than to paint a white person black. You wouldn't want us to take your forefathers for whatever reason. You wouldn't want us to do that. You say, "No, no, let's keep their nationality intact. Let's keep their race intact." Why? Because, watch this, the nationality, the race, the belief, the culture of people make a difference concerning the truth. Concerning the truth about the story. In other words, if you are a champion for truth, then you have to keep the people with their proper nationality. If you love the truth, then it doesn't matter as long as it is the... Whenever it's no longer the truth, it becomes a... And now it what? Matters. Why is the truth so important? Here is my answer. St. John chapter 16, let's look at verse 7. Yeah, I jumped up in the New Testament for some of y'all. I want you to see, I don't have to just stay in the Tanakh. I don't just stay in the Torah. I believe the whole Bible is one book. But let's hear what our HaMashiach said concerning truth. Let's see whether it matters to him or not. St. John chapter 16. Verse 7. Can we start reading there? Nevertheless, because he's talking about, "I gotta go." He said, "You know, I have to leave. It's expedient. I need to go. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world." Do you see it? Of sin. All right, that means he's going to have to show the world and reprove them based on the Torah. Because there's no other way to show a person a sin unless they can see a violation of the manuscript of Yah's laws, right? And of righteousness, The only way a person can see if they're right or not is they use the measurement of the what? The Torah. There's no other way to do it. We can read a thousand scriptures that tell us that. And of judgment, same thing. Of sin because they don't believe in me. Y'all need to underline that. See, the reason why there is sin is because people don't believe in the word. The word was made flesh in Yahushua. I've been telling y'all that now. Some of y'all for over 20 years. But we've been emphasizing it a lot over these last 8 to 10 years. When you reject Yahushua, it is a rejection of the Torah. As a matter of fact, he himself says, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they, talking about the scriptures, are they which testify of me. In other words, John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. The same was in the beginning with Yah. In the beginning was the Word, and then we find out later the Word became, right, verse 14 of chapter 1. He came up, so the Word became flesh. But I don't want to get hung up on this. I want you to see it, though. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of the world, that is the liar, is judged. The evil one who has the whole world under deception. But I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, which this is prophecy that we're living today, Zion. This is what I wanted to get to. When who? Come on, talk back. It's right in the Bible. The Spirit of, it's one of his names, Zion. And when he, talk back again, the what? Of is come, he will what? Where? Amen. No. He gonna only guide you into some truths. No, he said, I gotta go. This is Yahushua talking. This is Ahamasiah. He's talking to his boys, his disciples. He said, hey, I gotta go. But it's really for your advantage that I go to the Father right now, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my spirit, which is actually, and I've been telling y'all this for a long time, the spirit of Yah is the laws of Yah. I know that's hard for you to understand, but when you receive Yah's laws, you have received his spirit. When you accept his word, you've also accepted his spirit. See, you can have a good spirit and a bad spirit, a right spirit and a wrong spirit. Watch this. An evil spirit and a holy spirit. The Ruach is the holy, set apart spirit of Yah. We start to, watch this now, we start to have the same exact spirit as our Heavenly Father. Can I make it plain like this? Some of our children, I don't want to put anybody on the spot here, but Aunt Monet is here today, so I'll just use her. She said about her own son, she said, this is a trip. I said, what's that? A lot of the things and the quirky things that I used to do when I was young, I can see my son having a tendency to have that same kind of spirit. So what was she saying? She was like, he's turning out like me. Good or bad, I'm just saying. And you start to be able to what? See yourself in your offspring. Did you catch that, Zion? What the Hamashiach is saying is, Since you all have been here, you have been around me. I've been the set apart one. Obviously, I'm holy. But when I leave, what I'm going to do is put my spirit, I'm going to pray to Father that he put, give you as a gift, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And here is what the Holy Spirit will do. The Holy Spirit will always lead you into all truth. Not some truth. Not this truth is more important than that truth. Not this truth, but leave that truth alone. No, 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 no. When we talk about the Ruach being our leader, then it's important for us to walk in how much truth? Oh, let me just see. Let me read it one more time, because I don't believe y'all with me. Are y'all rolling with me tonight? He will guide you into all truth. Why? Because he won't speak of himself. In other words, he's not going to show up making up. He's not coming to this planet with a new doctrine and a new teaching. He don't have his own doctrine. In other words, he's, listen, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you things, talk back to me, to come. Go to chapter 17, you Hebrews. And let's look at verse 17. Now here is a prayer of the HaMashiach. He's praying for you and I. Now notice this. The word of Yah is interceding for the people of Yah. The word of Yah is literally praying Yah for us. And here is his prayer. It's in the Bible. I don't have to make this up. It's in the Bible. Do you see his prayer? Verse 16 says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Do y'all need to underline that? Didn't I tell y'all you're different? You've been called out. You've been set apart. You are holy. You're not of the world, just like he is not of the world. Now watch this next line. Verse 17 is heavy. Sanctify them through thy, talk back. The word sanctify means set them apart from the rest of the world through your truth. Make them different from everybody else based on one thing, your truth. Make them different because they are willing to stand on your truth no matter what. If the truth hurt, they ain't got no problem with that. Matter of fact, what will identify these as yours is that they will walk in the, talk back. So we don't deal with no false. We don't deal with, not only do we not deal with false teaching and false preaching, we also don't deal with false images. Because you do know that a picture can say 1,000 words. Oh, if you don't think images are powerful, then you yourself have been duped. I'm almost to the point where I will say, images, what you see, is in, for the most part, more powerful than what you read. Because most of us operate by our sight way more than we do by our faith. So image is important. What people say about these people in the Bible is important. Who they are, where they came from, what they look like, what they ate, what they didn't eat, what they wore, how they celebrated, the language that they taught, the preachers that they got, the kings, their customs, all of that is important. The wars that they fought, the wars that they won, the battles that they lost, the land that was promised, the land that was taken. Do you get it? The names they were given, the names that were changed, all the stuff that the modern church wants to say does not matter, I'm here to tell you it does matter because it's in the manuscript. If it didn't matter, then Yah would not have taken out the time to tell you. He had to write it. If it didn't matter, no, it mattered because it related to what I'm telling you is true. That's what difference it makes. You just tell the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If the truth liberates you, then a lie does what? It puts you in bondage. That's simple, right? Now, this is not just going out to the bloodline 12 tribes worldwide, although I do always salute my brothers from every tribe, all 12, not one is lost. And they're waking up in these last days. But this is also going to those who are in that now in the family by faith. It's important for all people, whether you are of the bloodline descendants or not, it's important for the world to know the truth. And this is not, watch this. Now this is not a history. This is biblical history. This is his story. Now I'm only talking to people that believe the Bible. If you don't believe the Bible, you should have clicked me off a long time ago. If you don't believe the Bible is true, you should have got up and walked out as soon as I started. Because I don't have another foundation whereon to build this lesson except the Holy Manuscript. Now, this is my introduction lesson, so I'm just going to now touch on a couple of things. Psalm 83 in the manuscript. Let's hurry up and turn there. Because the whitewashing of our history, the removal of our history, the suppression of our history is a conspiracy. In other words, people actually got together behind our back and said, how can we get this particular people to disappear? Oh, but don't believe me. Psalm 83. Keep not thou silence, O Yah. Hold not thy peace. And be not still, O Elohim. Verse 2. This is in your Bible. 4, lo, thy enemies. Uh-oh, we got enemies. Make a tumult. They make a noise. They gather together. And they that hate thee, do you see this in the Bible? Have lifted up the head. They done got proud. Uh-oh, watch this. Verse 3. I'm reading, listen, and I'm not reading this from the Hebrew. I'm reading this from the King James version of what was written in Hebrew. Because I want all of the brothers and sisters who speak English to be able to hear this. Verse 3. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people. Can I say it again? They have taken crafty counsel against thy people. Who? These enemies. They got together behind the scenes, starting some mess. What was the mess? Crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. What hidden ones? The ones that had to run and hide. You do know that we've been enslaved a few times, right? Verse 4. They have said, see, this is what I like. I like where the Bible wrote it, because, see, Yah can hear them private conversations. And Yah can reveal to his prophet what the enemy is saying behind the prophet's back. Psalm 83, verse 4. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. Do you see that? The first thing out of the council was, let's get rid of them as a nation. Let's take away their nationality. Oh, wait a minute. I thought it didn't make no difference. Oh, it makes a difference. Or they wouldn't have called a council meeting and said,